Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you. That's your word, not mine. Okay, my sermon today is on how and what does it mean to serve God. Boy, there's a good question, isn't it? You know, as I was trying to prepare for this, I went through and started looking at the church fathers. And I happen to have a book, you can tell I've used a lot, The Teaching of the Church Fathers. And if you want to know something, you go back to this, and it has both the Eastern and Western church fathers, and it'll give you ideas. And so I looked up this. Okay, and I thought, boy, this really has something to do with this. All right, St. Augustine. You've heard me talk about St. Augustine before. Our theology is really based on St. Augustine's. St. Augustine was from Africa, and he was one of the blackest men you could ever hope. So everything we have in our church is based on a black man's theology. You know, you start putting things together, there is no difference, is there? But anyway, in the second century, here's what St. Augustine had to say. For while the hot restlessness of heretics stirs questions about many articles of the Catholic faith, the necessity of defending them forces us both to investigate them more accurately, to understand them more clearly, and to proclaim them more earnestly. From the City of God, Book 16, Chapter 2. Defending them forces us both to investigate them more accurately. One of the things that I have discovered, you know, before I started to write everything out in my sermons, and the thing is, I think many times they're stilted. So for the last 8-9 months, if you notice, I haven't been reading things because I'm letting the Holy Spirit use me. When I was in the seminary, you know, I've been a college professor and a lecturer and all this other stuff for years. And so I was doing this, and I can still remember Dr. Quill. Steve, do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Well, I said, yeah. I mean, if I didn't do that, I wouldn't be here. He said, good. Why don't you let him help you with your sermons? Okay. And so I fought it. But one of the things I have found that as I talk to you, I'll say something and I thought, I don't believe that. And I'll go home and look it up. Guess what? It's the truth. And I'm starting to figure out that when I'm up here many times, it's the Holy Spirit telling me what to say. Now, I have, you know, like I plan out what I'm doing and this kind of thing. But when we start getting into things, you know, it's the Holy Spirit is using me too. Well, so what does it mean to serve God? Well, I've been thinking about this. And I was going to approach this through faith. Okay, what is faith? Well, it's a belief in things unseen, right? Where does it come from? It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. All right, now stop and think about this. Is it our faith then, or the faith of the Holy Spirit? It's the faith of the Holy Spirit, isn't it? So we believe through God. Now, what did our epistle lesson say today? Well, let's go back and look at it for a second. And let's start with verse 15. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Think about that. It's on page 3 at the bottom. Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? No. You know, think about this. When we get married, they say we become one flesh, right? Because we're joined together. So, if we are members of Christ, are we joined together? Stop and think about that. We are. Now, here it says our spirits are joined. But yet, if the Holy Spirit enters us, we are totally joined with Christ, aren't we? Okay, so when we believe things, we are sharing the gift of faith that we receive with others. Now, remember, as I've talked about this before on the cross, the upright is where we receive, correct? So everything comes from God to us. And then what does the side ones represent? It's the conduit of it going out. Okay, so if we share the grace we receive, do we lose grace or do we gain grace? Up to tenfold is what the Bible says, doesn't it? So the thing is that the more we share with people, the stronger we get. Now, Luther said this about this, and I got this from Luther and the book from what Luther says. There's a copy of it over there. Well, actually, it's over here on this one. Okay, so when we talk about this, if we are a conduit and things are supposed to flow out of us, if we stop it, do we have it? No, we lose it, okay? So for us to be adequate Christians, we have to let what we get from God flow out of us. Isn't that serving God? Okay, so what are we supposed to do when that flows out of us? All right, Pat, can I use you as an example today? Okay, then I'll pick some of it. Yes. Okay, Pat has volunteered at Jesus Loves You Ministries for how many years?
Since Leslie was passing out sandwiches out of her van, 20 years.
Okay, and she has helped a lot of people there because when they come in, they get a hot meal, they get their hair cut, they get their nails cut, they get a shower, they get clean clothes. Now, if you're homeless, what does that mean to you? That's a pretty good gift, isn't it? But yet, for the people who are doing that, did you get paid for that? All right. And Pat was not happy with church for many years, but yet she was still doing the Lord's work, weren't you? You still are doing the Lord's work. So stop and think about that. When we still serve God, even though we're mad at the people in the church, think about that for a second. Does it say anywhere in the Bible that we're perfect? No. I don't know how many people I talk with that you go to church. No. Well, why not? I don't like church. And I can worship God any way I want. Okay. When's the last time you did that? Okay. Stop and think. Serving God starts where? Right here. Okay. I used to go to a church. If there was a sign right next to the door, and when you went out, it says, you are now entering the mission field. Okay? It's not in here, it's out there. How many of you talk to your neighbors about God? How many, or anybody in let's say, the stores? Oh, put your hand on, I know you do. But it's true, huh? Well, I think we all do at times. Yeah. Well, I talk to a lot of people, especially standing in the line at Walmart. Oh, that's a great place to do it. Oh, great place. Okay, you start talking. How's it going for you today? Oh, it's okay. And I said, but you say that as though it's not. Yeah, it's just been a tough day. Well, I hear you. Oh, but there are better days out there, aren't there? Yep. You go to church? Well, yeah. I said, do you belong to one? Well, and we start talking. And I said, well, how come you're not going? Well, I don't like the people there. Well, does it mean that's the only... Yeah. Well, but you know, the thing is it that hard? I'll tell you, I got to tell you this. Pastor Danny was with me one time when I was doing this. And Danny, first thing he says, do you know the Lord? And he hands out a lot of cards. And I told him one time, I said, Danny, how many times has anybody ever come to church with you handing out those cards? Well, not often. All right, but you have. Well, that's true because he talked to you about that. I mean, it does work. But one of the things that when I was at seminary, the guys would say, they'd go up and talk to somebody. If you died tonight, do you know where your soul is going? Well, that was really big about 60 years ago. But the thing is, you don't win people to Christ by being negative. Is Christ negative or positive? All right, so if you're sharing a negative message, are you serving God? No. If you're doing a message of law, are you serving God? No. You know, one of the things that we are real strong on is the difference between law and gospel. And I've told you this before. One of the ordination vows I took is to preach, teach, and confess the proper distinction between law and gospel. I used the old Missouri Synod one, but Don, on that. Well, stop and think of that. Why is there it important to preach, teach, and confess the proper distinction between the two? Am I a minister of the law or am I a minister of the gospel? Okay, look what happens. When I do the forgiveness of sins, read that with me for a second. As a result of the love of God, the work of Jesus on his cross, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I, as a called and ordained servant of the word. Why do I say servant of the word instead of, let's say, a servant of Jesus or servant of the church? Good question, isn't it? That's the historic. That's right out of 1 John. Why? Okay, in beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So when the Holy Spirit enters us, and the Word gets into our hearts, are we a servant of God, or are we with God? So it is His faith working in us. It is not our faith working in us. Stop and think about that for a second. That's directly out of the Book of Concord. I looked it up. You know, and I don't think sometimes, you know, you got to have faith. Well, yeah, you got to have faith, but where's it come from? So whenever we serve God, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and we are with God. So if we're with God, isn't it easier for Him to use us as that conduit and let the things out? It is, isn't it? All right. I've talked to you about this before, but I want you to, one time when you're out this week, talk to somebody. You know, and just joke with them in the line and things like that. I think part of the reason we don't do this is... we have run into so many people that browbeat us with religion. And none of us enjoy that, do we? But yet, if you show an interest in people, what do you do for a living? Just talk to them. And they'll give you clues. Boy, things have been tough right now. Well, I understand that. You know, do you ever pray? Does that help? Oh, I don't know how to pray. Let's say a prayer. Would you mind? I never pray for somebody without asking permission. And I think once in the 15 years I've been doing this, somebody has said no. Let's face it. If somebody wants to pray for you, don't you think, you know, ask to pray for you, don't you think you want to take it? Huh? Yeah, it's free. But that's the thing is, don't be afraid to serve God. And serving God can be as simple as going and volunteering at Jesus Loves You Ministry. Or doing the sandwiches with Jerry. Are you serving God? Yes. Does it have to be onerous? Sorry, that's a big word. But it doesn't have to be a big burden to carry, does it? You know, I was thinking about this morning. Our two mowers are out there working. You know who fixed them? Bill. He fixed everything and paid for it himself. And the one part at the bottom of the riding lawnmower I know was expensive because I had found out it was going to be a couple $100s. Did he serve God by serving us? Okay. Bill, I hope you're listening today, but thank you. My friends, serving God is not hard. Try it this week and see how you do. And may this love of God and serving Him keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.